Manila Press presents Bethnal Green, written by Amelie Skoda and read by Jackie Bardalang. Part 1. September 1971. Chapter 1. Suyin waited, listening to the muttering English voices in the taxi queue until they were atomized by the sound of an aeroplane coming in to land. The black cabs edged forward, glossy in the rain. She pressed her hand against her mouth to stop her teeth chattering, was careful to keep a polite distance from the man in front of her, whose cigarette smoke clung to the damp air. It was only mid-afternoon, but the sky was overcast and dreary, and the cars already had their headlights on. When she reached the front of the queue, the driver rolled down the passenger side window and stared out at her.
"Where to?"
"Bethnal Green Hospital, please."
"Need an hand with that?"
he said, glancing towards her suitcase.
"No, it's all right."
She pulled the back door open. It was heavier than she'd expected, and it swung out, hitting her in the thigh before she pushed her suitcase onto the floor and climbed into the dark interior of the car. The engine noise was loud, even inside, and the back seat shook violently. Suyin held onto the door handle and watched, pinned to her seat, as they swerved onto the Heathrow Ring Road. As they travelled along the motorway, she read the road signs in the headlights, taking note of each name. The poetry she remembered from studying the London A to Z: Richmond, Kew, Chiswick, Maida Vale. They paused at a set of traffic lights, and the driver turned around in his seat, squinting to see her in the half-darkness. He said something she didn't catch. His voice was coarse and difficult to understand.
"Pardon?"
she said.
"Where are you from?"
he said, louder, stressing each word.
"Penang."
She smiled at him, thinking he would recognize the name.
"Where?"
"It's an island," she said nervously. "In Malaysia."
"Oh, you look Chinese."
He said this accusingly, as though she had misled him, and though he turned to face forward again, he kept looking at her in the rearview mirror.
"What are you up to over here, then?"
"I'm training to be a nurse."
The driver turned his eyes to the road and said something else, indecipherable. After saying pardon once and still not understanding his reply, Suyin smiled again, as if she understood, but inside she was panicking. The driver steered onwards, taking each corner with a wide swerve, and he carried on talking rapidly, confusingly, even laughing occasionally. His words ran together messily, and she wasn't sure if he expected her to join in. It was as if the man was speaking another language. It certainly wasn't the English she had been taught at St. Mary's. Was this how all Londoners spoke? How would she manage at the hospital if she couldn't understand anyone? At home, her family spoke Hokkien, punctuated with Malay and English. The languages of the island all blended together into an easy slang. But although the British had given up Penang decades earlier, attending St. Mary's, the oldest English girls' school in town, still carried a certain prestige. It meant that you could speak and read English perfectly, and that, father had always said, could take you a long way. She met the taxi driver's eye in the rearview mirror and looked away quickly. It made her feel uneasy, the way he'd said, "You look Chinese." Nobody had commented on her appearance in that way before. There was nothing remarkable about looking Chinese in Georgetown. So many of its citizens, including Suyin's maternal and paternal grandparents, had emigrated there from China decades before. Although they were ethnically Chinese, both of Suyin's parents had been born in Penang, and so had she and all her sisters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?